broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
The timing of this is off. We're sending women the wrong message because you know what? The technology is improving.
Mr. Speaker, when it gets to the point where political correctness puts the lives of our troops in danger...
What do you say to your fans who are desperate to know about you and your co-star?
Some recipients do not know the congressional district that they live in.
What's a gay what?
You blew it!
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is our bitch. The through-the-looking-glass Alice in Wonderland talk show of talk shows. We are apologizing up front to Marilyn Donnelly, who is going to be our guest this hour on the new report on the relative health in our states, and we will have Ms. Donnelly on tomorrow night or a future night. We have held over Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School. There's a question that certainly that we need to keep exploring, and that is the relationship that young people have with their parents, especially when it comes to parents giving them directives, the young people following those directives, or claiming the hypocrisy of their parents in not following those directives. Now, on the line with us is, as I mentioned, Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School. And Justin, I'm just going to recap what you told us. You and the junior high, the junior class there at L.A. Canyon want to go see the movie Twilight New Moon, as well as a new film called Paranormal Activity. Your parents resisted allowing you to see these films until you saw the Sarah Palin cover on Newsweek at your house, which you said is showing graphically, and the term you used was a camel toe. And you find that hypocritical, is that correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I said, and people are saying to me that I got no respect. My mom didn't have any, she didn't have any respect when she brings in Sarah Palin's photograph of her pants pulled up tight so you can see it all. And when I said that that old man should get a magnifying glass, that's what he should get, because he said he was old and was a hippie. Me, I didn't need to have a magnifying glass. It's there. But the other point...
I'll get to all the other points, okay? But you also said that your mother is walking around dressed inappropriately.
I do have to say that. Yeah, I do have to say that. And that's hypocritical. How come they get to say that Sarah Palin is so great because she wants to have family values and everything, and my mom and her friends have pants on that are... You know, like they'll wear high heels and their pants are so tight. Like I said, you know...
I know. You said you could see your mother's... Basically, her butt crack is what you said.
Well, yeah. And so how do they get to say that, you know, Sarah Palin's great and they're walking around showing their butt and, you know, their and the toe?
All right. I've got it. And to that end, you said that your mother slapped you... And you're threatening to go to the authorities.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. I mean, how come she gets to slap me and people are saying that I'm, like, breaking the law? I didn't do anything. She's the one that walks around with her friends drinking wine and showing their butts off. And then when I said that Sarah Palin showed toe, my mom slapped me. And I said, okay, now it's over. Now, you know...
Yeah, but you published in what you call a position paper...
Yeah, it's whenever I have a development on my thesis on how to be a kid, you know, how to survive being a kid, I will publish a new position paper. And in this one, I said, okay, my mom slapped me. I'm going to go see the movie, and everybody should meet at the Westlake Promenade because my mom's, you know, showing toe and not even, you know, and all proud of it and everything.
Well, you know, you're confusing a lot of stuff. All proud of it.
Well, I mean, what do you call it when you're walking around in high heels with toe and a glass of wine that you got out of a box? I mean, it's pretty sad.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. 877-876-PHIL. We left with Ken hanging on the line, and we want to give Ken all the opportunity to have his say. Ken, go ahead. You're on with Justin McElroy.
Hi, I just can't believe the disrespect of kids nowadays. I mean, for somebody to be threatening their mother, and then he's throwing her out there saying, well, look at she's dressing and she's drinking this. And I'm sure that when he made the comment about Sarah Palin and the camel toe, it wasn't as calm as just as simple as that, because just the way he's acting with everybody here, I'm sure he was a little bit stronger than just saying that. And in Massachusetts, if his mother slapped him like that, that wouldn't be against the law.
That's all I said. All I said was the Palin picture, she's got two. And my mom goes, oh, yeah?
Well, Justin, right across the way you've been talking with everybody tonight, I think everybody finds it hard to believe that you just calmly said that. I mean, the way that you've been...
Okay, but I mean, I'm a kid.
About your mother.
Yeah, you got
to
call.
Yeah, but I'm a kid, and they're supposed to be... They're supposed to not hit... Oh, are you a cop? Because I can hear, like, a cop car.
Am I a cop, sir? I am. I'm working right now.
Okay. Okay, so what happened? What do you do if, like... Okay, what would you do if I called you up and I said, my mom just slapped me, and all I said was, I didn't want her to have, you know, show her genitalia.
Oh, come. Yeah, wait a minute. That's not what your mother was doing. Your mother wasn't doing that.
No, I'm talking to the police officer, if you don't mind. If I said, sir, please come because my mom hit me, and she's showing me her butt.
Well, if I went there, I'd probably tell you to grow up. Because, first of all, in Massachusetts, it's not for a parent to discipline a child, it is not child abuse in Massachusetts. It's been ruled by the Supreme Court of Massachusetts that it is not child abuse. But
okay, so
there is other
circumstances.
You keep adding more into it. I mean, I don't know what her showing her butt crack is. I mean, I'm sure L.A. is no different than here, that these kids walk around with their pants hanging off their behinds all the time.
That's a kid. But my mom's all a big Sarah Palin fan showing her
butt.
Know
what? You guys all say
you're saying
expression. You're expressing
you're
yourself.
Saying,
that's what you say. We're expressing ourselves. Well, maybe your mother's expressing herself. I mean, it's okay for you to express yourself, but it's not all right for your mother. I mean,
okay, so you're saying it's cool for my mom to flash her junk because she's expressing herself, but I gotta, and the kids in Massachusetts, if what you said is true, the kids in Massachusetts are DOA, man, they're dead on arrival.
Oh, come on, dead on arrival.
You must walk around with your pants hanging off your behind. I mean, that's... I mean, I see kids everywhere that do that, and they're like, well, that's just an expression of ourselves. They get to all these...
Man, I'm not a wannabe. I'm not a wannabe, man. I'm not some skateboard punk. You know, I want to do something.
You know what? A lot of kids
do
that, and you know what they say? Well, they're just expressing themselves. And please leave us alone. It's our generation. You know,
the kids
in Massachusetts,
man.
To disrespect your mother like that... To disrespect your mother and talk about your mother like that...
They make it to
18. This shows you.
You're talking to me... And plus, you're talking to me while some poor woman's getting robbed and beat up. And
oh, come on, man. The officer knows what he's doing.
I don't think so. I've been riding around, and I know what I'm doing, so.
Well, okay, but your radio
nobody's
call came out.
Nobody's getting robbed
and
beat.
They didn't say there's a woman flashing her junk? Yeah. So what would you say to that?
All right, okay.
The way somebody wears their clothes a little bit.
Exactly.
I mean, I think the biggest issue here is the disrespect.
Yeah.
I mean, you
Ken, thanks so much for your call. Thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it. This is an officer from Boston, 877-876-PHIL.
Mr. Henry, I thought that was... Why didn't you say anything to him?
About what?
He's a police officer, and a radio call comes in about a lady getting robbed and beat, and he's all, let me tell you...
No, he did not, man. The radio call came in. He knew exactly what it was. Okay, do you?
Yeah, I do. It sounded to me like it was a code for a lady getting beaten and beat by blacks.
What do you mean a radio call? What? I'm interested.
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
No. Now I'm really interested. What do you mean a radio call about a white lady getting beat by blacks?
I didn't say that. I said a lady getting beat by blacks. It could be a black lady getting beat by blacks. But that's what I thought the radio call was.
How do you know?
I don't know if you're aware of a show that's been on called Cops. God.
Yeah, you know something, kid?
God, it's only been on like 20 years.
You know something, kid? Cops doesn't necessarily explain what all the radio calls are. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Brian. Brian, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Justin McElroy. Good evening, sir.
How are you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir. Good.
Justin, I think he's a good person, and I just wanted to... Real quick, just let Justin know, I hear what he has to say. When we stop allowing our youth to speak, we lose something.
Are you gay, sir? Are you gay?
Does it matter?
I mean, I don't mean nothing. No, you're right. It doesn't. I just was curious.
Really
why are you asking him that?
Not?
Yeah, what difference does that make?
I was just testing.
Justin. We're talking about a
I was just testing. I was testing my I guess perception. Is that what it's called?
No. Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm not. No, it doesn't matter if I'm not. I have a voice where people think I am a gay.
No,
or not.
Brian, you don't have to explain, sir. That was very rude.
I didn't mean a question like that when we have a young person on the phone who's 16 years old, who's trying to find out how is he going to direct his life. So let me go back to Jeff.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I don't want
to. I dare you to do
the
that.
The first thing I got
to
know is. If a guy's going to pick me up in a car or something.
I dare you to do that.
All right.
That is my penis is not important right now. Justin is important.
What?
Going back to that. Justin has a right to maybe be...
I'm a dude.
Excuse me?
I'm a dude. I don't want to see what you have.
Oh, wait, Brian, just keep talking.
Okay,
Justin, just shut up
saying.
For a minute, will you?
Okay.
No, don't. Please don't ask me to shut up. Justin, it has a valid...
I'm not asking you to shut up. I'm asking Justin to shut up.
Right. No, you told him
Justin,
to shut up.
No, I did not. I told you to shut up.
I think he's important.
Yeah, go back to Justin, man. Don't talk to me.
I think he's important.
Okay.
Because when I was 16 years old, I was like Justin. When I had a question...
Really?
I got slapped because I said something that I should not have said.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And if I... Are you going to let me speak, or are you going to keep commenting?
I'm talking. No, I didn't say nothing.
Do you have your radio up, sir? That may be the problem.
No, I have my music on. No, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Justin is in his right to say what he has, but I think that Justin has been very disrespectful to his mother because you only get one mother.
Here I thought you were going to give a brother a break, and you're like...
Oh, I'm going to give a brother a break.
Don't.
Justin got a break, bro.
Hey, you're talking about how my mom gets to flash her junk, and I got to, go down
care.
To the count.
I don't care what anyone says.
That's bad.
I don't care what anyone says. A mother is the one who brought you into this world. And Justin needs to be more respectful to his mother. But he has the right to question, and he has the right to be able to say, I want to know why can I see this movie. I work at UCLA.
That's what I asked her, and I go, how come I can't see the movie, Mom? And she goes, because you were disrespectful about Sarah Palin having her pants up tight. I'm Justin McElroy.
Okay, and I was talking to my mom. Okay, okay, that's
and
cool.
she goes,
okay, that's cool.
And she goes, yeah, no, you, yeah.
Justin.
She goes, yeah, no, yeah, you, I mean,
Justin.
Yeah, no, you can,
Justin.
No, you can go, yeah, you can go see it.
Justin, as a young man.
I'm just nervous, I'm really nervous.
Justin.
I was drinking Starbucks.
Justin, as a young man, let me tell you something right now. You should never interrupt when anyone is speaking. You always should be able to listen.
I know, but I'm nervous. I'm afraid one of my mom's friends.
That's okay.
With her pants,
down. You can be nervous.
Oh, get out of here! Are you listening to the? Are you buying this, Brian? He's afraid his mom's friends are going to come in with their pants down.
He's interrupting.
No, this man understands me. You
it's
don't. You don't, Mr. Hendry.
It is disrespectful. It as a young person. He needs to know where the line is of mutual respect is.
Yeah.
And that's all
and
it
my
is.
Mom's friends
he
are down. My mom's friends are downstairs right now drinking boxed wine. My mom's friends are downstairs right now drinking boxed wine.
Well, go to...
And they're having a jewelry party?
You
a jewelry
don't
party?
Have to worry about that, Justin. That's not your business.
Really? Okay.
That's not your business. Your mom is entertaining her friends. Why would you worry about...
Everything?
Where's your father?
I don't want to answer your questions, Mr. Henry. This gentleman is helping me.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry to butt in.
You need to calm down, dude.
All right.
Calm down because, you know what, your world, you got the whole world in front of you right now.
You know how it is if one of your mom's friends comes in and she's
of
like,
of course
hey,
I
Justin,
do. My mom was like that too,
dude. Do you want to see my thong? And I'm like, oh, no.
Justin, slow down.
All right, listen, I think you did a very good job, Brian, but I do have to take a break. I appreciate your call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a break now.
What happened to that guy?
I had to hang up on him. We got to go on.
That was the only adult that understands me.
Watch your language, too.
The only adult that knows anything.
Hold on. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
Damn you.
Watch your mouth.
Phil Hendry.
I don't have to watch my mouth.
Phil and
World famous Phil Henry Show. You know, every night you can watch the show as well as listen to it. Go to philhenryshow.com and you can watch us on live streaming video. You can hear us on live streaming audio. You can find an affiliates page there to listen to a station near you. And that's philhenryshow.com. Joining us for a segment here is Justin McElroy from Canyon High School. This issue of Newsweek magazine, Justin, that you said spurred all of this, the picture of Sarah Palin looking, in your opinion, inappropriate. While your parents are telling you that you cannot go to the movie, has obviously gotten a lot of people outraged because you've said your mother slapped your face when you said Sarah Palin was showing camel toe, and now you're threatening to go to the police. Are you still threatening to go to the police?
Well, first of all, when that policeman called from Boston and he said the kids in Massachusetts are they can beat kids there.
Well, he didn't say that.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. He said that people can discipline their kids.
Well, I just want to say to the kids that are listening in Boston or in Massachusetts, I mean, you're up for grabs, man. I mean, you got to stand up for your rights. Yeah, you know, my mom slapped me, and guess what? I can go to a cop and say, you know, she slapped me only because I said Sarah Palin with sporting, you know, camel toe and everything, and she got mad about it.
Oh, that's your appeal to the kids of Massachusetts, huh?
Yeah, it is.
877-876-PHIL. Going on to another phone call here. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Justin McElroy. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to this young man, you both. First of all,
yes,
there's
sir.
One thing I'd like to get ask the young man. How old are you, young man?
How old am I?
Yes. How old?
I don't know if I should tell you that because I talked to one guy tonight and he said that he's a prosecutor. And are you a police officer?
No, I'm not a police officer, but I am an adult of 50 years of age. And your age?
Are you a district attorney?
No,
or
but now listen
like
here.
That?
Now, young man, now here's the problem I'm hearing.
My age is against my constitutional right, the Fifth Amendment.
Sir,
no, it's not against your constitutional right.
Well,
young
I'm
man.
Telling my age, do I?
He's 16, sir.
Okay, you violated
16.
My Fifth
young
Amendment
man,
right.
Young man, listen here.
He violated my constitutional amendments.
Young man, here's a
yes,
problem
sir.
I'm
but
hearing.
You know that the host of the,
to you talk
the host
to
of the show...
Tonight.
Right, the host of the show violated my constitutional amendment.
I did not violate your constitutional amendment.
Young man,
go ahead, sir.
Listen here a second. There is a problem here. I'm listening to you and every person you talk to. First of all, you lack respect, first of all, for the host of the show. You lack respect for your mother. And you lack respect for all these callers. Now,
I
want to
go see Twilight New Moon.
That's the first problem I'm hearing here. Now, second of all, your definition of abuse and discipline. As a man of 50, my father, when I was in a bed and I got out of line, had used a belt on me. That was not abuse because it was not done in a way that hurt me. It was done in a constructive way. Let me tell you, slapping you for something you said inappropriate is not abuse to you. That is not child abuse.
The third thing I'm hearing with you. And you're not
is
allowed
the lack
to do
of
that.
Communication. You have a bad problem with communication, young man. First of all, you need to learn how to communicate with people.
What'd you say?
I said you have a bad problem with communication. You need to learn both how to talk with your mother. You need to learn how to. You can't
He's
hear me?
Screwing around. Are you messing around now?
No, I can't hear him. If you could speak up, sir, I'm sorry.
Well, what I'm saying is you have three problems here. You have a big problem with respect both for your mother, the host of the show, and callers. Second of all, I'm hearing a big problem with your definition of abuse. Slapping you is not abuse. Slapping you is not abuse.
What? What
it's
do you mean?
Discipline. And
look
see, the
at
problem
kid.
Is, and this goes to the whole nation. There is a big government problem. There is a big government problem going on right now where parents cannot discipline their kids without people like you trying to holler child abuse. Now, there is a hell of a difference.
I'm a kid. I get to say it, though, because I'm a kid.
Let me tell you what. You are a kid. You may be able to say
I'm a kid. Yeah, but I do.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And now it's time for Great Minds at Work on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Great Minds at Work. Did you know? It's no secret to students that co-ed dorms are more fun than same-sex dorms, but they also can fuel unhealthy behavior that might otherwise be moderated. According to the Journal of American College Health, a new study finds university students in co-ed housing are 2.5 times more likely to binge drink. And no surprise, they're also likely to have more sexual partners, the study found. Also, pornography use was higher among students in co-ed dorms, and some 90% of U.S. college dorms are now co-ed. Great minds at work. And another thing. 42% of students in co-ed housing reported binge drinking on a weekly basis. 18% of students in gender... Are you kidding me?
No, that's what it says.
I know it says that, but... Another Phil Hendry Show, Great Minds at Work. So the next time you're curious or confused about, gee, co-ed housing, are they going to drink more and party more? The answer is yes. Okay, and remember...
And that's just the way it is.
Okay, so... Co-ed housing, man, they're going to drink and party more. Chicks, guys, together, young, college, weekend. Huh? All right. In other news, although this is nowhere near as revolutionary or groundbreaking as what we just heard, Fort Hood slayings prompt full Pentagon review. Well, I would hope so. A Pentagon review? Let me tell you something, friends. You can rest assured not only is there going to be a Pentagon review, there's going to be a congressional subcommittee. Oh, yeah, man. Who was responsible? Now, you know what a congressional subcommittee hearing is. A Pentagon review behind closed doors, reviewing, investigation. Let's find out. That's one thing. A congressional subcommittee, that's where the guy who is asking the questions is running for re-election, and he's got to look like he's really doing something. So he's on television. There's going to be a video coverage of him somewhere on the news in the evening or whatever the hell they run it, and he's going to be sitting there wagging his finger at some poor sot. Like, for instance, Barbara Boxer, when she ripped into that poor general who was there to just do his job, and she said, would you please call me Senator, because, you know, didn't you just call me a-hole? No, Senator, I think you did. Worried that the Army may have missed red flags about the alleged shooter in the Fort Hood massacre, the Pentagon will likely launch an inquiry into how all the military services keep watch on their other volatile soldiers hidden in their ranks. Are they kidding? I'm going to tell you how this problem is solved real easy coming up. But first, in a scathing 5-minute, very partisan speech, remember what I said about guys running for re-election? Here is House Floor Representative, or whatever the hell he's called. He's the House Floor guy or something. Representative Ted Poe of Texas. He slams those who downplayed Major Hassan being a terrorist. Not that anybody was awake during the speech, but hopefully somebody was watching C-SPAN.
Major Nadal Hassan is a terrorist. If anyone needs confirmation, it says on his own business cards, Soldier of Allah. And those business cards were found in his apartment. Within an hour of his terrorist attack on Fort Hood, the FBI quickly told us he's not a terrorist. The authorities told us not to jump to conclusions while they jumped to conclusions. The news media has called Hassan everything but a terrorist. Hassan was called a lone gunman, troubled individual, who somehow suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. The main problem with that is he hadn't been deployed overseas. So how could he have post-traumatic stress disorder? Maybe it should be called pre-post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, isn't that lovely?
Now, here is Representative Poe saying warning signs were ignored because of political correctness. But, of course.
According to a colleague at Walter Reed Hospital, Hassan gave an hour-long lecture there on what he called the Quranic view of military service, jihad, and war. Instead of the medical lecture, as he was supposed to talk about, Hassan talked about punishments visited upon infidels.
consignment to hell, decapitation, and having hot oil poured down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
According to his colleague at the hospital, this freaked a lot of doctors out. Well, no kidding. But apparently not enough for anyone to break their politically correct silence and report him. Why have the politically correct police made those who report crime so timid?
What are you saying?
You blew it!
Okay, and here he is saying, enough of the politically correct games this nation plays.
Mr. Speaker, when it gets to the point where political correctness puts the lives of our troops in danger on American soil at their home base, it's well past time to stop playing preposterous PC games. By the way, Mr. Speaker, do you know what the military officially calls terrorists? We don't use that term terrorists anymore. They are officially called alien unlawful belligerents. Now, isn't that lovely? We can't call them terrorists or killers or criminals because that might hurt their feelings. The American military, the FBI, and the media must deal with the facts and the truth without trying to mislead the American public. And that's just the way it is.
And he didn't know that he was unzipped at the time.
And that's just the way it is.
Great. So that is Representative Poe, and he is telling the FBI their job. He's telling military investigators their job. He's telling everybody their job. And the reason why he's doing that is so he can look tough, rough, and real butch so that the people back home will say, this is the guy we need there in Congress, a guy flapping his gums without a clue as to what it is he's talking about. Just a lame ass. And there's a whole lot of them in the Congress these days. It's very unfortunate because I've often been the guy to say what other people don't say. I say, people who serve in the Congress of the United States, people who serve in government, to me, are admirable people. They really are. They are. It's difficult for me to sit here and say, here's a guy that is just so stupid, for starters, and then on top of that, closed-minded. Now, why do I say this about Representative Poe? Number one, he said it himself, and yet because he is so myopic and so in love with his little speech that he's giving, he doesn't recognize the absurdity of the things, of the conclusions he's drawing. No terrorist prints up a business card saying he's a terrorist. You understand? Does Osama bin Laden hand out business cards? We don't even know his phone number. We don't even know where he is. A guy that prints up a business card to say that he's a terrorist is nuts, is what he is. He's not playing with what we call the full deck, you know, all 52 cards. That's number one. Number two, my opinion is backed up by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, one of the things that is very easy to do is the following. Why didn't somebody know? And what they asked the same thing about 9/11, and now President Obama is getting the same treatment. He's getting the same treatment that the douchebag, partisan, progressives, and liberals gave Bush. Only the shoe's on the other foot now. Now it's the douchebag, right-wing, partisan, couldn't care whether the country lives or dies tomorrow, conservatives who are doing the same game playing. They're looking to point the finger to discredit the administration. They don't want to know the truth. They just want to move the guy that's in the White House out of the White House and put their guy in the White House so that guy can butcher things six ways to sunset, too. Now, let me tell you something. If we didn't have so much pressing business, this guy would just be an oddity, a curiosity. This guy would be standing there saying, take a look at this.
And that's just the way it is.
What do you think? He'd be saying,
now, isn't that lovely?
You know, and, well, thank you very much, Senator Craig, but I really got to get out of the can now. But that guy is a danger, this guy Poe, because, like I said, he is an ignoramus, and he's standing up and he's giving speeches that a lot of people are going to listen to. They're going to say, the guy's a terrorist. I'm the first guy in the world. I'm the first guy to say, I want those terrorists taken out and hung, dead. I don't want Gitmo closed. There's no reason to close Gitmo. There's no real reason to close Gitmo other than these people that are wetting themselves about how bad America looks. And we've already talked about that one. Now, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. And I'm going to lay it out just as beautiful as can be. Here's the problem. I know it's the United States Army, which means citizens serve. That's what an army is. It is where the citizen becomes a soldier. All citizens unless they got flat feet or they're blind. Just about anybody can get into the U.S. Army. Well, the time has come to begin to tighten the restrictions and the regulations and whatever the hell else you want to call it on who gets into the Army. And don't give me this bull crap about the recruitment's going to drop. I'll bet you money that when they start to raise the bar on who they let into the Army, more and more people are going to want to join because they realize that they're going to be in an Army, a United States Army, with people who understand that occasionally you have to pick up a gun and go to war, and occasionally you are told to do things you don't like to do, and it isn't just about you sitting on your fat ass earning a government check, and when you're not in uniform, walking around in your costume and putting it out there for the world that you think the war is wrong and you think this is bad and you think that's bad. I don't know about you, but when you're in the uniform of the United States military, my opinion, you keep your big fat mouth shut. But only the U.S. Army, man, I don't know if they have this problem in other countries, but only in our Army do we have jackasses that suddenly say, you know what, I think I've magically decided I'm a conscientious objector. Oh, really? Is that because there's a war that you might get? Yeah, you know, it kind of occurred to me, even though you voluntarily joined the Army. Well, you can't say that. I was conned into it. You know, there used to be a thing in this country called the draft. I remember I was up for the draft. I had my lottery number. You know, I was waiting like everybody else to go off to war. And fortunately for me and for the United States in general, I wasn't drafted. But people said, we got to get rid of this draft. How dare you? Why, this is indentured servitude. Why, we're putting young men in uniform who don't want to be in uniform, and they're going off to war. Well, we got rid of the draft, and now what do we have? We got a new line. Here's the new line. I got conned into it. Poor, innocent little soldier got conned into it. Now we have a guy who is openly, blatantly speaking out against the United States Army mission. He's wearing the uniform of the U.S. Army, and he is allowed to speak out, to blog, to have lectures. The way you solve this problem, real easy. You take that guy and you say, yeah, it's been nice knowing you. Your ass is gone. Dishonorable discharge. How dare you? Well, you're in the Army. Maybe you could have figured out that if we have a mission and you're out there mouthing about the mission, not only are you, well, frankly, questioning the orders of superiors, you're also demoralizing everybody else around you. Well, this is the Army. I thought any dumbass could get into it. Yeah, well, guess what? It's a new day, man. Because the dumbasses that we're letting in, they just murdered 13 guys. A psychiatrist? You gotta be kidding me. And this guy is in the U.S. military. He isn't just hanging a shingle out someplace. He's not just working in a clinic somewhere. He's in the Army, and he's a major. You're telling me there isn't something wrong with A, how we let people into the Army and who we let in, B, how one is promoted in the Army? You don't see a problem there? And C, why it is or how it is these people are allowed to say anything, do anything, walk around in any kind of freaking costume that they want to walk around in, print out business cards, blog, give lectures and talks about, hey, you know, this war really, and jihad, you know, the Arab, and counseling other soldiers. By God, I won't say it because everybody think I'm being corny, but I mean, it walks right up to the edge of treason, if you want my honest opinion. I mean, citizens, that's one thing. A guy in a uniform of the United States military counseling other soldiers that, you know, your real duty isn't to the flag, it isn't to America, your real duty is to Allah. And this guy gets to sit there and say this stuff? Now, this dumbass Ted, whatever the hell his name is, Poe, and every other douchebag congressman with it, the guy's a terrorist. Let me tell you, Ted, you're going to lend to the noise, you're going to confuse people, you're going to screw up the debate like all you jackasses do. We won't be able to get to the point because we're going to have to drown out the static coming out of your mouth. But it is not about whether this guy's a terrorist. It's about, number one, his mental state and why guys like this are kept in uniform and why we let people in the military who are going to turn around and question the mission, turn around and demoralize everybody around them, turn around and decide they don't want to be in the uniform, turn around like this lady, God bless her, she's got a child, I understand, but you know, you're wearing a uniform in the U.S. military. Is there something the Army could do for her? Was this something she could foresee? Why are you in the Army? I don't understand, and I don't know why we let people in the Army with that mindset. That's the problem there in a nutshell. But instead...
You blew it!
877-876-PHIL. Coming back, we've got the stories that we couldn't get to on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thanks so very, very deeply. And tomorrow night, we answer the question...
What's a gay what?
And also, Marilyn Donnelly will be with us.
Phil Hendry.
Now, isn't that lovely?
All right, time now for the stories we couldn't get to this evening on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The NFL has fined Tennessee Titan owner Bud Adams $250,000 for flipping the finger at Bills fans. It happened Sunday in Nashville after the Titans beat the Bills 41-17. Adams was seen flipping off fans from his luxury suite at the stadium. Adams apologized later in the day for the display of his middle finger. I do realize that those types of things shouldn't happen, Adams said in a statement. I need to specifically apologize to the Bills, their fans, our fans, and the NFL. I obviously have a great deal of respect for Ralph Wilson and the history that we've shared. I also understand that there will probably be league discipline for my actions, and I will accept that discipline. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said, well, the guy hired me. Am I supposed to fine him? And they said, yeah, you are, Roger. Even though Bud Adams is looking at him with those furrowed eyebrows like, yes, what's my punishment going to be, Roger? Roger Goodell happened to be at the game Sunday and even had breakfast with Adams that morning. He was in the suite with Adams until the fourth quarter of the game when Adams flipped him off and the Bills fans and said, get out of here and now start figuring out how much you want to fine me, boy.
You think he said that?
No. By the way, just as an aside, Bud Adams and Ralph Wilson, owner of the Bills, go all the way back to 1960 when the AFL was formed. A Swedish man who claimed he was the son of God has been sent to prison in Norway for unlawful driving. In other news, in a four-month span in 2008, the 46-year-old Swede was picked up four times for driving without a license by Norwegian police. In various towns outside of the capital of Oslo, the Norwegian newspaper Mas Avia reports once upon a time. On one occasion, the man attempted to hide his expired registration tabs by fashioning false plates out of cardboard, but Norwegian police saw through the ruse. The Swede defended his actions during questioning by police in the town of Moss, arguing that he was Jesus, the Son of God, and that he ruled the world. Ordinarily, an argument that would work in the United States, but it doesn't work in Sweden. As a result, the Swede argued he didn't need to abide by earthly driving regulations. But the district court in Moss didn't buy the man's holy defense and sentenced him to 30 days in prison and fined him 2,000 Norwegian kroner. Render to kroner the things that are, well, you know. In Copenhagen, Denmark, boy, these Scandinavians, man.
Yeah, what's with them anyway?
Must be all that legal weed. A Danish political party named partially after a male sex organ has claimed responsibility for covering other parties' campaign posters with penis stickers. The PIK party, an acronym for Peng I Kommunikassen, or Money in the Council Coffer, which also spells out P-I-K, a crude form of the Danish word for penis, took responsibility for covering posters and yellow stickers shaped like the aforementioned penises, according to the Copenhagen Post on Tuesday. We admit it, we did it, said party vice president Niels Andersen, former member of ABBA. No, he wasn't, but he did say, we've tried to distribute them equally among all our party's posters. Andersen said the strategy has created a lot of publicity for the party, but once people take a look at what their platform is, nobody wants to go near him with a 10-foot, well, you know the rest. An Iowa City woman said she has suffered physical and mental pain for the last 2 years after a shampoo bottle was dropped on her head. Now, Mary Jones has filed a lawsuit against La James International College in hopes of receiving compensation for her losses. I guess those would be brain cells. According to the lawsuit, Jones was at La James International College receiving services when you're at a shampoo college? Well, no wonder. When a large shampoo bottle was dropped on her head. Since then, James has claimed she endures physical and mental pain, has incurred medical fees, and has suffered loss of bodily functions, enjoyment of life, and future earning capacity. Jones is requesting unspecified compensation for her injuries. A message left at La James seeking comment was not returned on Monday afternoon, and when they did finally call back, Mrs. Jones answered the phone. She's suing herself. In Paris, France, a decree banning women from wearing trousers in Paris is still technically in force. It emerged on Monday, making the laissez-faire French capital theoretically stricter than hardline Sudan in the fashion stakes. The rule banning women from dressing like men, namely by wearing trousers, was first introduced in 1800 by the Paris chief police, and has survived repeated attempts to repeal it. The 1800 rule stipulated that any Parisienne wishing to dress like a man must present herself to Paris's main police station to obtain authorization. Now, in 1800, they had an emperor, which means basically it was all, you know, a dictatorship. And some of the laws in France are held over from Napoleon, because you think he was that great, even though he was a stinking swine of a fascist? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that Napoleon was a fascist.
You know, when I was in Paris, if I got asked a million times, have you been to Napoleon's tomb? Have you been to Napoleon's tomb? I don't want to go to Napoleon. I don't care about Napoleon's tomb. Oh, we're very proud of the fact that we had a fascist running our country at one time. I mean, democracy is all fun. Anyway, our show is produced by Jason Rantz, technical director Ralph Rodriguez. Until tonight or tomorrow morning, a very good morning to you from El Pacifico.
Phil Hendry.